You young men and lasses, I'd have you take care when you are returning from market or fair, for fear you should stay at the Nag's Head all night to reap the fond pleasures of wanton delight, and then send the maids to the doctors with speed for physic, lest any by sporting should breed. These lasses were buxom and beautiful too, so long as they stayed with the revelling crew. But yet after this, upon all Holland Day, poor lasses, they purged their sweet beauties away, so that they lamented to see their sad fate, and thus they repented a little too late. On last Christmas Day, as I here do profess, one of his young maids in a delicate dress came to our young man, and she gave him a smile. Now when she had been in his presence a while, she said, "You may see I am delicate fine. Come kiss now and hug me, I wish I was thine." This damsel one day to the town she would go, that her loving gallant some kindness might show. She sought him a while, but he could not be found. Yet still she kept hunting and searching all around, and said with a sigh and a sorrowful tear, "If thou dost not come, I have no comfort here." Another young damsel of this very place did happen to be in a pitiful case. Her brawny posterior she chanced to let fly, which run down her stockings and caused her to cry. Had ever poor creature such fortune before? This woeful disaster doth trouble me sore. At length some reflections by chance being spread concerning the wanton lewd lives they had led, to Northampton straight in a passion they go, to take forth a warrant in order to know which was the most honest true maid of the three. This was to be tried by a justice decree. Young Sarah was then in a passionate rage, and swore by her maidenhead she would engage an honest man's courage, in short, to pull down, and have all his land for to buy her a gown. But straight he said to this young passionate lass, he'd keep it when she had no smock to her arse. Fine delicate mantuas these damsels adore, with gay yellow girdles and 20 things more, to make their sweet beauty most splendid appear. And yet these poor lasses are never the near, alone without husbands they're forced to lie, which makes them right glad of a touch by the by. Young lasses, if you would your credit maintain, such idle loose company strive to refrain. 'Tis true I would have ye be merry and wise, lest you should your maidenhead lose by surprise. For if that sweet jewel should chance to be lost, you cannot regain it by infinite cost.